Carl, we have a very, very interesting guest. Dr. Harold Katz is widely recognized in the media as the final authority on breath.
Ah, interesting.
See? Yes. Now, he's been featured on ABC's Good Morning America, on The View, numerous other radio and television interviews. He's a graduate of UCLA School of Dentistry, holds a separate degree in bacteriology from UCLA, founder of the California Breath Clinics, author of the Bad Breath Bible. This man knows everything he knows. And I just want you to know that I'm glad that we're separated by about 4 or 5 feet, so I don't have to breathe whatever it is.
Whatever.
Dr. Katz, welcome to Smith Sabatino.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We're just delighted. Listen, how serious is the bad breath of America's?
Well, actually, it's a big concern. A third of the population has bad breath severe enough where they seek help from their physician, their dentist, their pharmacist, and about $8 billion a year are spent at retail stores for mouthwashes, toothpaste. And the unfortunate thing is many of those products really don't work. They're based on false concept that bad breath comes from the stomach, or use a strong tasting mouthwash, you can mask bad breath. And unfortunately, none of that is true. The recent research over the past 15, 20 years has shown that there's a much simpler way to get rid of bad breath, and that's by using oxygen compounds to attack the root source, which are anaerobic bacteria, which live in the back of your tongue, throat, and tonsils.
That's where they live. They kind of hang out there, just ready to
what they've done, they're called anaerobes. They can't live in the presence of oxygen, so they've made themselves at home in between the little fibers that make up your tongue. Your tongue is more or less like those shag carpets from the 70s, except mine's not avocado green. So they hide beneath the surface, and that's where they do all the dirty work. In fact, one of the ways you can actually test your breath at home is by taking a look at your tongue in front of a well-lit mirror. If your tongue is nice, pink, and shiny, that's really good. That means you have plenty of saliva, things are in balance. But if your tongue has a white or yellowish coating on it, that's a sign you're overproducing the nasty sulfur compounds that you smell in bad breath.
Well, then how do we get rid of those?
Well, okay, what we've done, we actually have a clinic here in Los Angeles where we treat people with bad breath. We actually have a formula called TheraBreath, like therapy for your breath, and it has a patented oxygen compound. Oxygen puts a straitjacket around these bacteria so they cannot produce the chemicals. And some of the chemicals, one's hydrogen sulfide, that's the rotten egg smell. Another chemical is called cadaverine. Another is called putrescine, not my sister-in-law's name. but by using alcohol-based mouthwash, which is the traditional formulas, alcohol makes the mouth dry. And dry mouth is actually one of the leading causes of bad breath. So with the TheraBreath formulas, not only do we get rid of the odors, we also keep the mouth very moist. So it's very good for people that have a dry mouth problem, which is an unfortunate increasing problem because the medications most Americans are taking as they get older have dry mouth as a side effect.
Well, that's true, and I'm older, and of course Carl is considerably older.
Older,
but anyway, I don't want to mention those things.
Okay.
Is there anything that one could carry with them to produce some oxygen for the back of the tongue to kill these little devils?
Well, the simplest thing that people can do is drink more water, and that's because you need to replenish your saliva. Humans use about 1.5 liters of saliva a day as they speak, as they eat, especially people who are in the talk radio business may end up using a little bit more saliva because they're talking throughout the day, so they tend to need maybe more of the water. Things like coffee are a problem. Coffee is very acidic, which stimulates the bacteria. Tea is a much better choice. So drinking water, looking for fruits and vegetables which contain a lot of liquid to begin with. Celery is a good source. Fruits such as berries, any type of berries are very good because they also have antioxidants. So those types of things are very important. We actually developed a breath mint called a mouth-wetting lozenge, which you can use throughout the day and you carry with you. In fact, what we're doing this week is National Fresh Breath Week. So if your listeners want some free samples, they can call my office. Be happy to send them out. It's 800-557-6960.
Okay, now Carl and I just had a Chinese lunch.
Uh-oh.
And a very good one, I might add.
Okay.
Now what is that going to do to our breath situation for the rest of the day?
Well, okay, so I've been to China several times. I actually lectured to some of the politicians there before the last Olympics because they were concerned about the impression that the breath would make on visitors from all over the world. So they use a lot of onions and garlic in their food. They do use a lot of vegetables, which is great, but the onions and garlic are a problem. So what you should do is sip some water after any type of food that has onions and garlic in it. That will sort of stop the chemical process. You also want to make sure that you brush your tongue. Again, you want to get to where the bacteria are, but you have to be very careful with some of the toothpaste. Many toothpastes contain a detergent called sodium lauryl sulfate that can make the tongue dry, so we don't use that in the TheraBreath formulas. But just keep your mouth as clean as possible and as moist as possible in those types of situations.
Doc, Carl Sabatino here.
Yes.
I've gotten to become a consistent flosser.
Great.
I floss a lot. I know it saved my mouth. However, I was told, and let's set the record straight.
Yes.
I was told that by flossing between meals, and I do, okay, or as often as I can, that prevents the kind of bad breath. At least is an element of the bad breath that you're referring to. Is that correct?
It will get rid of some of the bad breath because what actually happens, those food particles are a fuel source for the bacteria. The mechanism by which they create odors is they're looking for proteins. So let's say, for example, you eat a high-protein diet and you leave some of the protein stuck between your teeth. Well, in a nanosecond, the bacteria have sort of glommed onto them, extracting the sulfur from the amino acids that make up those proteins. So, in fact, I go to Europe quite a bit. A study in Germany recently showed that if you floss twice a day, like you're doing, you can add 5 years to your life. And the reason for that is you're actually making your gums a lot healthier by flossing, not only getting rid of the bad breath, but helping to stop bleeding gums. Once your gums start to bleed, you literally have an open wound site where toxins in the mouth, which don't do much damage in the mouth, but once they get into the bloodstream, can get into the heart valves and into the brainstem and do all sorts of really nasty things.
Dr. Katz, how come Americans just don't understand that? Why weren't we told this in grade school and junior high and high school and elsewhere?
Guys, listen, I knock my head against the wall every time I talk about this, and it just glazes over. The science background today in schools is nil. No one talks about science. They'd rather talk about, you know, some silly who knows what. But it's just real basic science. There are good bacteria. There are bad bacteria. And you don't want bad bacteria overtaking the environment. There are more bacteria in your mouth than there are people on the face of the earth. And people don't understand things like when you have your toothbrush in the bathroom, make sure your toothbrush is covered because there are bad bacteria all over the bathroom, especially when you flush the toilet. It's just real common sense, but people don't understand it. In fact, what I'd like to do, you know, I mentioned give out some free samples of the product.
Sure.
I have a book out called The Bad Breath Bible. It's 55 pages, and it explains a lot of this stuff here. Also mentions about the medications which can lead to bad breath and gum disease as well. So we'll throw in the Bad Breath Bible as well, and it does come in Old and New Testament. We don't want to offend anybody.
We're promoting here. Let's get that number again, please.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's 800-557-6960. I want to make sure that everyone understands bacteria. There's some good ones, but there are some bad ones, and the bad ones can do a lot of damage. So you want to keep your mouth as clean as possible.
Okay, you've traveled the world, right?
Yes.
Okay, are there any cultures that don't have bad breath?
Actually, every culture has bad breath, but some cultures have the horrible breath.
Who's that?
It sounds like a
Who
joke,
are they?
It's the English. People in England. You know, I sell my products in England, and it's the problem there is everything is socialized, the dentistry, the medicine. So if you go to the dentist in England, you have two choices. You either pay a lot of money for private care, or they just yank your teeth out because that's what the government pays for. They're just the lowest thing possible. So you see beautiful 22-year-old women with missing teeth. It's a shame. It's a crying shame. And people there just don't get the education because so many people are trying to take advantage of the socialized dentistry. They just can't treat the people properly. So people just don't get educated. In fact, I went to one of the dental schools there, and believe it or not, they had wooden floors. I thought Charles Dickens was going to be a professor there. So it's unfortunate. But that's what happens in England.
Well, Dr. Harold Katz, give me 15 seconds of advice.
Okay. make sure you floss, and I understand you guys are doing that.
Yes.
Make sure you brush and brush your tongue. Take 2 minutes to brush. Never use a mouthwash with alcohol. That's going to make your mouth really dry. Avoid the toothpaste with detergent. Hopefully you use the TheraBreath products, and they're available at Walmart and Target and all those good stores. And if you have any questions, just go to TheraBreath.com, TheraBreath.com. Tons of information there about all types of oral health.
Dr. Katz, thank you so much for joining us on Smith Sabatino. And what I've done is I've made a list, and I'm giving all of those things to Carl for Christmas.
Thank you, Dr. Katz.
I will say you guys smell great.
Thanks.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Well, that's wonderful. And he covered it all in that magical 11 minutes. I think it's great. Carl Sabatino, Rollins Smith, America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This enormous Kentucky native spent 7 years as one of Hulk Hogan's allies in the old WWF. With a horseshoe necklace and trademark overalls, he would squeeze his challengers into submission.
From Mud Lick, Kentucky, Hillbilly Jim.
So where is Hillbilly Jim Morse now? Hillbilly Jim actually recorded and sang his own wrestling introduction music. He played the House of Blues while hosting the Road to WrestleMania tours from 2004 to 2009. Since 2005, Jim's been hosting his own music and wrestling show called Moonshine Matinee. You can keep up with Jim at hillbillyjim.com. Now let's listen to a piece of his music.
Don't go messing with a country boy, a country boy, a country boy.
Hillbilly Jim Morse, a lyrical genius. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. We can't be owners of pets, as no person has the right to own another living creature. You are a pet guardian. Will this political correctness change the way Harley-Davidson names one of its motorcycles? Are dairy farmers guardians of cows? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Descriptive words, part of the nation's vocabulary for generations, are in the ears of current political correctness no longer acceptable. Pet owners are now called pet guardians. In place of fat, we're supposed to say ample. If the nuttiness continues, certain Harley-Davidson motorcycle models will become ample boys instead of fat boys. Is political correctness way out of control?
Hell yeah.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2.